This is the interview with my grandma, Louise Spells. What's the earliest memory you can remember of your childhood?
Well, I can go back as far as being 3 years old. And I was living at Alder and Girard. And we had the old-fashioned potbelly stoves. It was in the living room. And my uncle came over, and he knocked the pipe on my leg. And I got a real bad burn from it. And then as time went on, we moved up from Girard Avenue up to 10th and Jefferson, across from the Swartz Playground. That's when my two brothers and my sister, they used to take and tie a cat tail with a string and twirl them around until the cat get dizzy and let them go. Well, that was fun. Mm-hmm. Then we used to play hide and go seek. We had the big old, these sunflowers. Our sunflowers and is different from the stuff that they grow now. And we used to play in the yards, and we used to take the stem off and let them dry out and make the prettiest necklaces from the sunflowers. Then that was back in 1948, 49. By 1950, we moved up further, Columbia Avenue. I was living at 1015, and we used to scrub the floors on her knees. And back then, she made $7.50 a week. That was her pay. Well, things wasn't high back then. We could go to the movies for 10 cents. Hot dogs was 10 cents. And popcorn was 5 cents. We used to get these grab bags. And they was a penny. And you got so much in that penny grab bag. Well, we only had one TV. And that's my uncle. We called him Daddy and called his wife Mama, my mother's sister. Well, I called my mother Dot because my mother's sister raised us. And we used to go every Sunday. We was only allowed to watch TV only on a Sunday because he didn't want to burn out the tube. We had tubes then, big old tubes in the back of the TV. And Daddy didn't want to burn out the TV, so we would watch TV on Sundays and look at the Ed Sullivan Show. And that used to go off at 10 o'clock. And when that go off, we would all come downstairs, me, my mother, and my two brothers. Well, it was always us because my father died when I was 3 weeks old. So I really didn't get a chance to know him. My mother used to drink a lot. Well, the family then, they didn't go to clubs and bars back then. They just would drink amongst the family. And she would drink, and one Saturday morning or Saturday evening, she would sleep. And I was about 11 years old, 11 or 12, and we had a ledge. And this guy, I don't know, he was older, maybe about in his 20s or 30s then. And he had snuck in there, and he tried to grab me, but I ran and out the window, and it was a ledge. And I was beating on the people next door, but he wouldn't come out because I was on the ledge hollering for help, and I was drawing attention, so he flew out. Then as time moved on, when I was living at 1019, I used to go to Warnock and Burke. That's mm-hmm. where I met my husband. So I used to pass by, and he looked up, and I don't know what it was, but it was something. And I went on home, and I changed clothes, and 5 minutes later, I walked past him again till he noticed me. Then he said, hi. And he said, where you live? And I told him, I said, I live around the corner. He was living at 11th and Montgomery, and I was living at 10th and Columbia. So that evening he came around, I was still playing with my dolls. I was only 11. Mm-hmm. And when I seen him coming, I threw the doll behind the door. And from that day forward, we just stayed on together. He wasn't nothing like he was fresh and nothing towards me. He would just take me to the movies on Saturdays. And on Sundays, we wasn't allowed to go. We had to go to church and be in church all day Sunday. We wasn't allowed to iron. You had to do all your clothes from Monday to Saturday. On Sunday, you wasn't allowed to do anything but go to church. No hair, no ironing, no nothing. Mm-hmm. Then we moved up to 11th and Columbia. That, and it was just me and my sister and my mom. And we still would walk down to Mama's house and them three blocks. And then at night after Ed Sullivan on a Sunday, we would walk back home. And we used to be so afraid because we were the only ones in the apartment. Well, nobody else, because we were underneath the storefronts. It was all storefronts then. That's how the apartments range.
What storefronts?
It was like a store that sold meats, like meat markets. Mm-hmm. They called them storefronts back then.
Okay.
So we stayed there maybe for about a couple of months until my mother could find a place. She found a place right around on Warnock Street. And that's when I had my first daughter, Charlene. I was 16. And then I had my second daughter, Darlene. I was 17. So I say, oh, well, I say, it's no use in me trying to go back to school. I say, I got to support these two babies of mine. So I got this job working at Gordon Davis Laundry, 11th and Columbia. Well, the wages was only a dollar and a quarter back then, but it was big money because my baby shoes was only 99 cents. A little outfit was 99 cents. Carnation milk was only 15 cents. The ride the bus was 22 cents.
Wow.
So after I had her and then I had her sister, then we moved. And we moved on 9th Street. That's when I had my son. And at 19, I had my son. So I was finished with children then. So I found a better job because then we moved from there and we moved up to 11th Street. And that's where I stayed there with my sister and her husband because she got married. She had two sons. And my brother, still those two, always was in trouble. And they always stayed in jail. So that's when I got married in 1971 and I moved away. And after I got married in April, my mother died on my husband's birthday, November the 21st, 1971. Mm-hmm. And my sister took and moved up to Indiana Avenue and I moved up in West Oak Lane. And after I moved up in West Oak Lane, me and my husband, we got married. And I started off with this apartment. Well, it was only $100 a month rent in 71. Then it got too big for too small for my three babies. So my aunt told me it was a house around the corner where I'm living right now in the presence. And we stayed here and we fixed it up, me and my husband. And after the rent man saw how nice we fixed it up, he decided that he had to sell it. Well, that was the hardship because then my husband started acting silly, very silly. And I was working and I was only bringing home maybe no more than about $80 or $90 with three babies. But God is good. And I took in, he was getting unemployment and he lied and kept the checks hidden and he would rent a car. You talk about hard times, they were hard times. So I was put up against the wall. I had $400 to my name. Out of that little bit of money, I saved $400 because I didn't have a choice. I had to buy the house. This was August, and I had to buy the house October. They gave me to October the 15th to make down payment and settlement. Mm-hmm. Well, we went to Stinton Avenue. All I had was the $400. No food, no nothing for my babies. Going into the wintertime. So I went to the meeting by the house. So the guy from Washington, he came and we was all sitting around the table, the previous owners and me and my husband. So he say, Miss Spells, he says, you gotta have $1,100. So I looked at him, well, the tears forming because I know $1,100 was like $1 million.
My grandma wound up getting the house for $10,650.
Story.